For God's will to be done on earth as perfectly as it is in heaven, of course, is the entire project of the kingdom of God. It is what God intended for the earth and mankind from the beginning, and it is what Christ came to restore, a complete joining of heaven and earth in the glory and service of God and the obedience to Him. And of course, doing the will of God involves, as Jesus tells us, loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And as the Catechism teaches us, of course, this means for us as fallen sinners that we often have to set aside our will for God's will. But if we think about it, we realize that it goes beyond just our experience as sinners. For setting aside one's own will, one's own perception, for the greater will and the perception of God is something that Jesus himself had to do. And we see this most powerfully in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, it's very interesting because we tend to think that there is a conflict of will or desire between God the Father and God the Son in that instance, and that Jesus is setting aside his will for the contrary will of his Father. But if we think about it, we realize there is something much deeper going on there, and this can help us greatly when it comes to our own personal walk with God, understanding what is going on when God is asking us to do something that seems to us to be crazy. Jesus had already foretold many times to his disciples that he was going to go to the cross. They didn't understand exactly what he was saying. It seemed nuts. But he had already told them he was going to be betrayed and that he was going to be crucified by the leaders of Israel and the authorities of Rome. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is setting the example for us. What is going on here is not a fight over wills or what is good. What you have here is Jesus essentially saying what we each should say by faith. God knows more about our happiness and our blessedness than we do. That is the fundamental faith. God knows more about our happiness and blessedness than we do. The Father was unwilling to allow his Son to forego the cross. Because he was unwilling to allow his Son to forego the joy and the glory on the other side of the cross. And when you see it in that light, you realize how it is indeed the love of the Father, not just for the world, but for his Son that designs this path. And it is in the same way that we, following Jesus, can with full confidence say to God our Father, "Not my will, but thy will be done."